What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. Download it if you haven't already. You can take us on the go. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 28th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, all. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
And just running the three-man show today, Jason's off. Eric Bickle's here.
Hey, buddy. You know what to do, Cakes. You know what to do, buddy.
I know what to do. I can't even recall which replay. This is the second replay machine. It's bank number seven. Button number 44, and I always tap it with my middle finger because it's kind of a long reach for me. I don't have Kevin Durant wingspan, but Bilal Coulibaly wingspan. I tap hail with the middle finger.
Right.
That's my go-to.
Well, that's what we gave the Bears on the final play.
Definitely gave the Bears the middle, big double barrel middle finger.
We gave Tyreek Stevenson, whatever the guy's name is, gave him the middle finger.
That's the guy who was celebrating during the play.
He's just a massive clown.
And then he got his hands on the ball.
He got what was coming to him because he's the one that actually tipped it directly to Noah.
I don't believe in karma. But if there is such a thing as karma, that's karma.
How about you celebrate after you potentially win the game? Don't taunt the crowd while the play is ongoing.
Yeah, I've seen taunting before a play. Yeah. I've seen taunting after play. I don't remember ever seeing taunting fans once a ball is snapped.
Well, in the NFL, it's kind of rare, to be honest.
Can you imagine being in the film room the next day with the coaches?
No, he's going to have a rough day. I don't know how good he is. He's obviously good. They had him on the end of the game, but
I'm going to guess he had a bit of a rough flight back to Chicago.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that a coach might want to make an example of.
Yeah, I would think.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I said this on Friday, and it is an EBism. I just did not see Matt Eberflus as a 5-2 coach. Mm. And I think he blew the game. Now, I don't know if he makes the offensive calls.
He does a terrible call. That's Shane Waldron.
When they hand it off to the big fat offensive lineman.
Just one of the dumbest things I've seen. Probably the dumbest thing I think I saw during week 8.
Yeah.
Like, you have capable running backs. You've got DeAndre Swift, and you've got a goal line hammer in Roschon Johnson. You're on the 1 yard
line.
They're
getting cute.
Why you give it to a big fat guy?
And you saw Roschon Johnson later.
Right.
But
I just don't understand.
To me, and Tony Romo called this, to me, the dumb play was just conceding the 10 yards or so that they gave him on the quick out pattern just before the Hail Mary. I watched the end of the Ravens game, and Valdez, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think at one point the defense only had one person rushing Lamar, or maybe it was a different game, but at the end of the game, they took away the outside. Mm-hmm. They were like, you're not going to throw the ball to the point that you can go out of bounds.
Right.
And the Bears just said, okay, go ahead, take this yardage so that you can throw a Hail Mary.
Well, I think their thinking is, we'll give you the 10 yards because we don't want to give you 15 or 20 for a shot at a long... Well, a field goal wasn't even a play there, was
it?
Yeah, field goal wasn't even a thing. Yeah, I don't understand
Look, it wasn't meant to be. I could make the argument, JP, that even if we were 10 yards shorter, there was no one behind Noah Brown. You know, if they play that kind of the same way, and he catches it at the 10-yard line, he's going to walk into the end zone. I mean, you can focus on that if you want. But
I just thought it was a terrible strategy.
Even dumber
dumber than all of that was Tony Romo suggesting that you bring in Marcus Mariota to throw the Hail Mary.
Well, he kept saying that he thought that Jaden didn't have the same zip on the ball. I didn't know what he was saying.
I think I might have seen that a couple times during the game where the balls were low, whereas if he didn't have a rib injury. Like, I think the balls would have been... I mean, there were a few balls that he threw that were, like, down by dude shoelaces that were kind of low. Mm-hmm. And maybe the rib impacted that. But to suggest that Marcus Mariota, who I don't think anybody's ever thought of having, like, the strongest arm, to come in just cold and throw a Hail Mary,
well,
I thought that was the dumbest thing I heard all of a sudden.
Maybe, but to me, it did not appear hurt. I didn't see it. You might have been out of sync on a couple times.
He took a hit relatively late where he looked like he was wincing.
Yeah, but that's the NFL. I never watched a game and went, man, he can't do what he normally does.
I think a throw or two that he had where okay. I was like, eh, that might have been impacted
be right.
by the rip. But for the most part, I mean
it already connected on a long pass.
Here's
to,
what I do
to
know.
Terry.
I know that he outplayed Caleb Williams by mm-hmm. leaps and bounds. That I do know.
Yeah, just looking at those two, one quarterback looks calm, cool, and collected. The other one looks jittery.
I mean, Caleb Williams had 36 yards passing through the first three quarters. Now, he caught fire a little bit late, had some nice passes down the stretch. But that I don't know if it was just him. I don't know if it was his offensive line. I don't know if it was the Commanders ratcheting up the pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not look comfortable throughout that game.
I actually think the secondary was doing a really good job. Like, sometimes when they would show the view of Caleb kind of scrambling around, guys weren't open.
You got to have the music on. It's got to be constant.
The defense is improving.
They've improved.
I think
markedly.
We have to credit the Commanders' defense because they did a great job on DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and all of the weapons that they have, Adunze. I mean, they made a couple catches, but for the most part, I don't think Caleb had many guys to throw to.
He was impressive at times, but he was also off, out of sync. I think we could see who the more polished quarterback is. I mean, Caleb, I think, will have a long career, and he'll make Pro Bowls, and he'll probably do some special things. You can see the talent.
But his inaccuracy,
I'd rather have our guy.
His inaccuracy is kind of alarming when you watch an entire game by him.
Yeah.
Some of the throws are very woof.
Yeah, but he does, you know, like the some of those like throws where he's dropping the arm angle and stuff.
Oh, like his off schedule stuff is great.
It's really good.
But a lot of his other throws, they just have you scratching your head.
No, I agree. But I thought we deserved it. I thought we were blessed by God too. We got lucky to get away with it.
I was fully braced to come in here, and I wasn't ready for a misery Monday, but I was accepting my fate until the play happened.
Oh, yeah. You could see it kind of going in the other direction. Just kind of lost momentum there in the fourth quarter, third.
But it ended the way it should.
I think so.
They had 481 yards of offense to 307. Now, I understand a lot of it was on the last play, but you still dominated the game. They dominated the game.
They also stalled when it came to scoring touchdowns instead of field goals.
I think it's unusual, though.
It was a lot like the Giants game.
Yeah, it was just penalties
again.
It was
very similar to that.
And they had Trent Scott in there. He had two of them. They got to tighten that up. I don't think there's some sort of fatal flaw in the red zone.
They look like the better team.
Oh, I'm not
by far.
I'm not disputing it, but I don't believe in the old, well, they deserve to win the game because their stats were much better.
Well, they deserve to win the game, I thought, because they dominated the time of possession. They had the ball for most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they almost gave it away. And credit to the Bears. I wouldn't have come in here. I would have said, you know what? The Bears fight. They deserve it. It's fine. You know.
Yeah, but now you get to flex and say they're the Bears.
They are the Bears. They are the Bears at the end of the day.
So,
so that's why I'm not porky pigging.
Right.
A lot of everyone was like, oh, you got a porky pig. I don't think you porky pig when you beat a team like the Bears.
Yeah, I think if you came in and you beat them like 38-3, maybe you think about it.
I think we got to beat a better team.
Domination.
Better team, closer, you know. Let's keep porky pigging special.
Right.
Okay. But one thing I do know is Jaden Daniels is making football fun again, Cakes.
Oh, he is certainly doing that.
Making football fun again around here.
I mean, the scene in my basement when he connected on the Hail Mary, just full-blown eruption.
I had my daughter on the phone
People
at the same
literally
time.
Screaming.
My
screaming.
Phone exploding seconds after. One. I just can't even, really, I mean, JP talked about before the show with Mar came in here and said, greatest play in Redskins history.
Yes.
You know, Mar's been around for about 9 minutes.
I know.
JP points out the Riggins run, which clearly bigger.
Yeah.
But it's up there, buddy.
Oh, it's a huge one.
Although it is interesting, if you go to Google or you go to Alexa and you say, what's the NFL? I'm going to ask you this question. I don't know if you know this.
I probably don't.
We
go
did
ahead.
This last night.
Your new ass
what
cakes.
Is the success rate of Hail Marys in the NFL?
Oh, I'm going to say, I don't know. It's got to be under 5%. I would say 3%.
I'm going to go higher.
I think it's like 9%
is it
8
really
or 9%. It's a little higher than you think.
Remember, Aaron Rodgers had one this year.
I mean, we see those things happen.
Yeah.
And so they are Hail Marys, and you are on the wrong side of it way more than not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like onside kicks, which never work anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Hail Marys, 1 in every 12 hit.
This is how big the win was, though. I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, before. I can't remember the site that I got it from. Had they lost the game, their playoff chances, according to the probability charts, 48%. The win, 77%. Oh, that's how much the difference changes. Is between 5-3 and 6-2.
Changes your trajectory. It also just cements the belief that this team must have about themselves. I mean, they couldn't be in a better positive headspace. Again, I don't think it's a Super Bowl contender, but sometimes seasons just get away from it. We'll just ride the wave, see where it takes us.
I said this in the NFC. Outside of Detroit, I don't see any team that's super dominant. I would put them in a pool with three or four other teams in the NFC, and maybe San Francisco is going to turn it around. They won last night. They're 4-4, and San Francisco, they were in the Super Bowl last year. On paper, they've got a great amount of talent. All right, so Detroit, I mean, they just are stomping on people. Yeah, what, they put up 52 yesterday?
They're a machine.
And they went, and they were playing Hendon Hooker, I believe, at the end. So Detroit's there. But outside of that, I mean, Washington's atop the division. All right, the Eagles are playing better now, but the Vikings have lost two in a row. Packers are all right. Jordan Love went down. Malik Willis actually has been pretty good in relief for the Packers.
But for him.
You look at the NFC picture, I don't know. I could definitely see them making the NFC championship game.
My daughter asked me yesterday, are they a Super Bowl contender? And I said, probably not. I said, but they're a playoff contender.
They are certainly a playoff contender.
There's no disputing that.
And I don't think, even though their percentage up to 48%, I don't think a loss would have dramatically impacted that in my brain. I still was proud of them, even though they weren't scoring. Like, the defensive turnaround has been mine. That's been even... Jaden Daniels is 1A, but the defensive turnaround, in my opinion, is crazy.
They're up to 14th in yards allowed per game, and they're 10th in points allowed per game at 20.9 points per game.
I mean, I just can't tip my cap enough to Joe Witt and Quinn and all those guys over there that are doing whatever they're doing to figure it out.
That didn't look great against the Ravens a few weeks ago.
Well, the Ravens are better than us.
Yeah.
Even though the Ravens is disappointed
yesterday.
Ravens are
a Super Bowl contender.
But, the Ravens are legit. I have a lot of respect for the Ravens. They're better than us. But a dramatic turnaround in the defense. You know, I don't expect us to be the best team in the NFL.
And
it's crazy.
Next week, Daniel Jones and the Giants. Defensive numbers should get better.
Now, we can't get, you know,
he's played well against Washington. And he did this year.
That is true.
We got to still do it.
Absolutely.
We do have the 6-2 swoons.
In New York.
But to me, the difference, and I said last week, between 5-3 and 6-2. All right, PFF put out the numbers. The difference was 48% to 77%. Mm-hmm. But like the psychological difference to me is, well, 6-2, I'm not saying you want to lose against the Giants, but you can lose the game and it's not that devastating. At 5-3, it feels like you're in a dogfight for the playoffs and you can't lose a game that you're supposed to win.
I still felt like we were going to be okay, but maybe that was just me trying to be psychologically positive. You know, I wasn't going to be catastrophic on that loss.
Right.
I was justifying it in my brain that I was impressed with the defensive turnaround.
So you feel like you're free rolling now with that win. That win is
a little bit, kind of
a free roll.
A little bit. I kind of been feeling free rolling all season because I didn't really expect to have great success.
Well,
like
I mean, they're way ahead of schedule. Yeah. I mean, the season win total in Vegas was 6.5. Yeah. And they've got 6 through 8 games.
Yeah.
If you're holding that ticket, you're already
it's
spending
just remarkable.
Your money.
And you see the way these guys love each other, the way they play for each other.
These guys love each other. Who's that?
Zorn. I need to find it. I need to find that's a good one.
You can really just see it. And that's what winning does. Winning breeds that kind of thing. But they just have character guys. You know, Bobby Wagner at one point, I know, I think even Driver would acknowledge there's still some value to that guy.
Sure.
And a tremendous value to this team. He was picking up Caleb's audibles clearly early in that game and relaying it to his teammates, just making big plays. I don't know, man. It's one of those seasons. I said it a few weeks ago, and I don't believe that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Believe me, I do not believe that. I don't even believe they're going to get there. That's crazy. But I haven't felt this much fun and joy since 91.
Well, the beautiful part about it,
like week after week.
The beautiful part about it is they've had seasons where they've made the playoffs and they've had their runs. This feels like this could be sustainable for years because of one guy.
Yeah. One superstar.
I mean, it should be a decade plus of being a playoff contender.
Jaden Daniels is, he's appointment television.
Mm-hmm.
You can't not watch him.
All right, we'll come back.
I challenge you to not watch him.
We'll come back, open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Your reactions to the Commanders' victory, 800-636-1067. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Were you guys struck by how easy it seemed for Noah Brown to just catch the ball? Because a lot of times on Hail Marys, there's a scramble. The ball's like down near the ground. Mm-hmm. It's not usually that clean looking of an operation.
Usually doesn't work out like that.
I mean, there was a scrum, a tip, and then he was just all by his lonesome. All he had to do was not fumble it.
Well, it was by design. It doesn't often work like that, but it was by design. The diamond formation, explain it. And, you know, you have a guy in front, you have a tipper. You have a guy behind, and it just worked out perfectly. And the thing that struck me the most, and I know they were only rushing three at one point and then four, was just Jaden buying all the time for everybody to get down there. Yeah. And, I mean, he took 12 seconds.
I know. It's wild.
Okay. And those guys were going after him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he wasn't under duress. And some of those guys were pancaking guys, too. Just a total team effort. It was luck, but it wasn't. It was sort of luck by design.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just incredible.
Well,
and
during
the
break,
other thing was Jaden's poise afterwards. I mean, this is the coolest cat in the league.
Yeah, because I feel like he's probably done it before, and he's always calm, cool, and collected. But during the break, they happened to be showing the end of the Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
That came down to a Hail Mary. And Anthony Richardson, who should not be on the field, he's completing 44% of his passes. I hate to say this about somebody who's only in his second year, but I think there's enough evidence to suggest he's not the future of the team. And I understand Joe Flacco's not the future of the team, but pull the plug already on a guy that can't complete 50% of his passes. Anyway, EB, I don't know if you saw the play. Mm-hmm. Cakes hadn't seen it. I was like, you got to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Hail Mary from actually a little bit closer. Right there at about the, 50-yard line.
Midfield.
Right? He rolls to his left. There's three guys rushing him. He doesn't pull the trigger, and he gets sacked. How do you not throw the ball?
I saw the end of it.
How do you not throw the ball?
Can I give you a potential answer? I don't know. Was it a situation where they just didn't have enough time for the guys to get down there, or they were clearly down there?
He would have had time.
It would have plenty of time
He took himself out. In the game, quarterbacks never take themselves out in the game. He's broken. I don't know that he was ever right, but point is, Jaden did what he had to do, and I think the team preps for that.
Yeah.
And Noah Brown makes the catch. Easy. You mentioned Stevenson, the corner for the Bears, who was taunting the fans during the play. I mean, probably 2 seconds into the play. So they were playing that coverage. I don't know what you call it, quarters coverage, but he was on the far left. And when the ball snapped, he's still woofing to the fans.
I mean, his back is turned to the ball.
Then he sees, okay, the receivers are running down the middle. So he takes off of the middle of the field in time to tip it to Noah Brown.
By the way, Jaden Daniels held onto the ball for 12.79 seconds on that pass.
Right.
It's the first touchdown pass with the time to throw over 10 seconds in the entire next-gen stats era.
That's amazing.
Since 2016.
Hey, Valdez, see if you can pull up. You know, that's what blew me away more than Noah Brown catching a gift. It was just Jaden buying the time and then with the perfect throw. Can you find Magic's tweet last night? Which is just, it makes me laugh.
Now I need to go look for it. God, love me some Magic Johnson tweets.
Was he at the World Series game on Friday?
I saw him on the game one, I think.
I'm not sure. Somebody suggested he was there for the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam, which was amazing. You know, sports are amazing. Mm. Friday night, I only watched literally the last two innings. I tuned into the game, and it goes to extra innings if Freddie Freeman hits the game-winning Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. But somebody tweeted me that Magic was right behind home plate, but I couldn't tell in the picture.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Yeah.
I couldn't tell if he was there, but
could be
a pretty amazing weekend if he was.
All right, well, a lot of people want to chime in on the game. Play that music again, Cakes. We're going to hear it all day today.
Got it right here.
Especially on this show. If you want to chime in, I know you got to be excited, waking up happy, probably had a hard time. Like me, I actually had a hard time kind of going to sleep. I had a hard time just kind of calming my innards.
It was a jolt of adrenaline, like going through your body.
Yeah.
Like just seeing that unfold.
And I have to tell you, it's been 25 years of disappointment and sadness.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that for those of us that are diehard fans. I've learned to measure my response when I'm watching these games. I'm going to have to start letting my emotions go, man. And I'll tell you, right before that... When I can't remember what it was. I think we had a long third down or fourth down, whatever it was, and they completed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I scared my wife and my daughter because I hadn't said really anything all game. I was just watching it. And then they completed. I think they made a first down. It was clearly they were going to score a touchdown after that play. And I went and I took my hand and I just hammered my – what's the thing you put your foot on? What do you call that thing?
A footrest an ottoman?
The ottoman. It was a leather ottoman. Yeah. Right in front of me, and I took my hand and I smacked it as hard as I could. Okay. And it's my daughter and my wife looked at me, and I was fine after that, but I had to let that emotion go.
Sure.
I said the F word.
It's probably after the pass to DJ Moore.
Probably.
Because Caleb made like that long pass.
And it was just obvious they were going to score after that.
Yeah, he made the long pass to DJ Moore, and it was like, oh.
Damn it. And I hit that thing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just rationalizing the loss in my brain before that play.
I think there's a lot of scar tissue and PTSD which has affected the fan base, right? So
definitely
Keith from Laurel, who said he was going to call in, Keith from Laurel sent me a couple pictures of the game before the game. And he's like, man, there's a lot of Bears fans here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is still going to exist for a little while.
I think
that if this continues for the next few years, which it should... Eventually, it's going to dissipate.
I mean,
year by year, it's going to dissipate, and you're going to have less of the opposing fans into the stadium, and you're going to have more of the Commanders fan base there representing.
It's just taken a while.
I was not at the game, but there were Bears fans pockets that you could see in the stands, but it's not like 3 or 5 years ago where you see entire sections. Like when I think... Draven Valdez, I think you might have gone, JP, to the Vikings game when they came here a couple years ago, and there's 30,000 people in purple jerseys doing the skull chant. Like, I think hopefully those days are coming to an end.
Right.
With Jaden Daniels and his emergence.
All right, let's go to the
phones. Big Keith sent me the picture, though. He's like, more Bears fans per cap than Pittsburgh's fans. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how many are here. A lot of empty seats.
Well, they all went home salty. I know that.
It didn't seem like that. At the end of the game.
And that was in the middle of the game when he sent me that text.
Let's go to Ed. It's Springdale, Maryland, Kicks. Ed, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. So, of course.
Just want to say we need to give a name to that play, and I think it should be the Hail Mary DMV. DMV stands for Daniel's Miracle Version. he was great. But I do want to say... And you guys already do it. We've got to give credit to the entire team. We saw what happened with RG3 and how people would just chant his name like no one else existed. This is a well-put-together team from the GM to the coach to the offensive and defensive players. We are back, guys.
I think it's safe to say we might be back. I think it's safe to say.
I don't think this is an outlier.
I got to do it 2 years
in a row.
It's
the swagger that you can have when you've got a superstar quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, also,
that's not even a hyperbole.
A legit superstar.
Jaden Daniels is a superstar
already. Can Drabby hang up on whoever he's talking to? What do you think? Do you think Drabby's going to say he's just going to say
he's going to say he got lucky, Hail Mary?
Hey, are you sold on Jaden yet? I mean, obviously there's a lot of luck involved in the final play, but just overall everything. Like,
I'm sure Bears fans are probably if he took some truth serum, they'd probably
wish they had the other guy.
They got the wrong guy.
Yeah. All right, I like it.
That's not me. I'm speaking for Bears fans.
What about you?
That was very happy for Commander fans.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, but you're not sold on him yet.
I don't know what that means. You keep saying that he's playing well. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, sold on it. In other words, that barring catastrophic injury, this is the guy. He's the 10-year guy. Barring injury.
I mean, you could say it, right? It's okay to say it.
He's the guy. You don't want to say that? He hasn't proven that to you yet?
No, injury is a huge part of that.
Okay, but take injury out.
Take injury out. Yeah, take
injury out. Like Anthony Richardson sucks.
Today's not about me. Caleb Williams is going to be there for probably 10 years.
I love his deflection.
I think Caleb will be there for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Cigars guy's better.
Here's the thing about the Commanders that we're not even talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie contract. You can ride that for a couple years.
Fantastic.
Cap space.
$121 million.
Adam Peters.
Gene's a genius.
This is just the beginning, EB.
Certainly compared to the other dopes we've had here.
By comparison,
this is the beginning.
100 geniuses.
Yeah, I think
it's the beginning of an era.
Play a case.
You had that era, EB, in the 80s, 90s. Then it went away for our entire radio careers.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
But
Washington,
it should be
whatever your team name
the
is.
The era that, you know, when you have one of these guys. Like the Chiefs having Patrick Mahomes or the Bills. I know the Bills haven't won anything. Or the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. You're going to compete every year.
It puts you in the conversation,
JP.
We're
relevant for the next decade.
It puts you in the mix instead of just being an afterthought and irrelevant.
Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, buddy? Y'all on the Jumps.
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Hey, I tell you what, man. It's like you said, it's been a while, man, since we've been here before, man. And this ride feels good, man. But I tell you what, I was praying, man, with my sports prayer, man, that Chicago didn't cross me, man, in this draft and take Daniels before,
Were you really nervous about that going in?
Yeah, very, very.
Do you do a daily sports prayer? How does this work? How does this unfold?
I just kept doing it, fellas. I don't know how to end the work, but it did, though.
All right, and your prayers were answered.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But I tell you what, though, fellas, two things, man. I want to say that the defense is, without a doubt, you can see it getting more better and aggressive. And then one of your brothers was talking about, man, being emotions.
Yes.
I'm like that, too, man. I don't want to put my emotions in it. And then one of you all just describe why. The scar tissues that we got, man. It's like being in love with that girl, and you know you're going to get hurt, man, but you're in love, and you're in love.
Right. Yes.
You're smitten.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm just holding my emotions back, but I think we got a real one this time, brothers. I don't think this is emotional at all. I think this is going to be a really,
I'm
really
with
good
you.
Team.
I just wish Drab would admit it. All right, thank you.
I know. But you know what, though? Jaden will answer that for him, though. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Jaden will do that for him.
What a cool kid, too, huh?
Yeah,
how does he
is,
handle
man.
That? That kid's the coolest guy in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's why everybody rallies around him, because his ego doesn't go in front of anybody, man.
No.
He's a part of the team. And you heard him say in the end, he say, hey, man, we love each other. We go to war with each other. Yeah. Even Mariota said that last week.
Yes. You're 100% right. There is something special about the culture on this football team. And winning does promote that. But there's something underneath it.
By the way,
I'm glad we're along for the ride, man.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
By the way, the biggest topic all week was he going to play?
Right.
I said it right off the bat. As stupid as it was, his mom tweeting he was fine, and his demeanor during last week's game, I was like, that guy's playing. He's going to play.
For 24 hours, I thought they'd protect him. But the next day, when I saw DQ's presser, he didn't look disappointed at all. And then you throw in the combo of the mom tweet and his demeanor. I said, he's playing.
I just figured on last Sunday that the kid was playing. Like, I mean,
just by seeing how happy he was.
I mean, he didn't look like super hurt. And I understand it's ribs, whatever. He's smiling, waving.
I would love to have a PT tell
good.
Me what wrapping it was doing, because they weren't using heat or ice. I'm just curious what wrapping did after every time.
I saw him ace bandage.
They said they were
going to
do that after every series of downs. I just wonder what that does.
And I'm not saying he doesn't
Maybe
have any pain.
Keeps it warm?
I'm sure he has some pain, but I just figured he's a competitor. And the way that he looked last Sunday during the game after he'd been taken out, it was like, that kid's playing next week. By the way, Valdez had a weird theory. What is this rumor that you're hearing about Jaden Daniels?
It's not my theory.
Okay.
I had a lot of people messaging me theory.
I saw that, and it
kind of made sense. There wasn't a 0% chance about it, but they were saying, because how vague they were about the rib injury, they wouldn't tell us if it was a cartilage, broken rib, bruise. They were just vague on the details. Someone said that they, possibly the organization and Jaden himself, are embarrassed that he injured his chest slash ribs because he had a nipple ring while playing. And they said it's
common. That was hilarious.
And he says it's common with people who have nipple rings that if they fall, they can really
catch on it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
They can detach. It can like puncture something.
Okay, there's no evidence.
No,
it's
there is no evidence. It's speculation.
It made me chuckle. I'm distancing myself from that.
Yeah, okay. I am too. But here's my bigger takeaway.
I'm distancing myself from it.
Say he wears a nipple ring. And it's his thing. Whatever. Wouldn't you take it out?
No. You can definitely take it out, but sometimes you forget.
Okay. Players. Why were they wrapping his waist? Then?
Because he didn't have because a big because
it could rip.
That's why.
No, because it can rip. No.
No.
If it rips, it can rip out skin, and then that's a very sensitive area.
No, it is sensitive.
I understand that would hurt. I just don't think that happened in this instance.
I don't think there's a 0% chance it happened.
0.001.
Okay, there's definitely
a possibility.
Zero. Okay, man.
Do we have any shirtless pictures of Jaden Daniels in the locker room over the years?
I don't think so.
With a nipple ring. Cakes brings up a good point. If it was a nipple ring issue, why go through the ace bandaging of the ribs during the game?
Yeah. Because you have stitches.
Yeah.
But he didn't have stitches down here by his belly.
No, like right here.
He was wrapping his belly.
No, like right here underneath the pec.
That's a reach.
You see a lot of dumb stuff on Twitter. Yeah. That might be at the very top.
It's pretty dumb. Yeah.
I don't think there's a 0% chance it could happen.
All right. Nothing's a 0% chance.
Yeah. Honestly, I will retract my statement if someone asks Jaden if he has a nipple ring.
Well, who's going to ask him that?
I don't know.
John Kine could ask him.
Do we have any shirtless photos of Jaden in the last couple of years, like at the beach or anything?
But just because you don't have
it, we can investigate.
You don't have a nipple ring, you don't have a nipple ring 2 years ago, doesn't mean you don't have one now.
No, but it would help your case if you found one with.
Yeah.
So it could go either way. But that is, by the way, is a Matt Valdez theory.
Yes.
And I don't mind thinking out of the box. It doesn't bother me.
He's propping up the theory.
It's not my theory either,
but I'm kind of...
He's just running with
it. I'm kind of buying into it. I was kind of sold.
You want it to be true.
I think it's a hysterical way to end up on an injury report.
It would be funny. Yeah. It would be a funny injury.
All right, 800-636-1067. We got John Kime coming up at 7. I know we're going to have Logan Paulson at 9. I think GP is going to join us at 8:20. Be banging out your calls throughout the show. It's a hell of a day. It's a victory Monday. We're making football fun again around here, Cakes. I'm so excited. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. When you have a play like that, the Hail Mary to win the game, a lot gets lost in the shuffle. The defense is playing much better. And I do think Caleb was shaky, but they were pressuring him. And I think a lot of times he bounces out of the pocket too early. He also escapes pressure, but the pressure was better. And I think that the corners played much better. I mean, for the most part, when they would show those overhead shots, Caleb didn't have anybody to throw to.
Right.
Like, you would see him roll right, and it was like, well, who's he going to throw to there?
It's because of the pressure.
Yeah.
The pressure's been better.
And Luvu's a stud.
Luvu's a monster.
He's just an animal. Like, when Caleb got out of the pocket, and he was rushing down the right side of the field, and he was squared up with Luvu, I mean, you just knew Luvu was... wasn't going to let that happen, and he just throws it to the ground violently, and then he just kind of, he looked at the sideline just shaking his head. Like, that's the sort of leader, the fiery leader you need on your defense.
And it's spreading because, I don't have the box in front of me, but what's the kid's name? Is it Cleland? The kid that
Farrell?
Farrell's having an impact. Dante Fowler's having an impact. Sancho's playing out of position. He's having an impact.
Armstrong came back after missing a few games.
I mean, it's just like Johnny Newton. I was listening to John Conway. Driving. He said he had a great game. Mm-hmm. I wasn't focused on Newton, but I believe him.
For the most part, they had bottled up Swift before that long run. Yes. I know you can't take away a long run, but for the most part, they bottled him up. Like
he was starting to wear us down. He was starting
maybe
to.
Maybe a little bit. But
he was starting to.
I mean, ultimately, you barely gave up any points. You know, you should win games, especially with this offense, when you don't give up the points. The problem was is they settled for field goals.
Yeah. You knew that that wasn't a good trend.
It's a rare game where Trussway punted the ball five times. Mm-hmm. So the offense wasn't A+. But they still ended up with 481 yards, and I felt they dominated the game and were the better team. So the outcome to me was justified. Like, losing the game, you would have felt like, okay, they lost, and you do lose games
missed
like that.
Missed opportunity.
But yeah, that's how you would have felt.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And you know, Siebert chunked one.
Yeah.
Chunked one. It wasn't blocked. Like, initially, that's a blocked field goal.
No, I knew right away. And I actually thought, though, maybe the snap wasn't great. The timing looked a little off. I haven't watched the replay. But it just looked a little off. I thought even before he kicked it, he was going to miss it.
Point is, you're going to focus on the way the game ended, and that's fine. It's incredible. And they won the game. They're 6-2. Incredible. But they have a lot of good things going for them. Like the offensive line, we've been talking about it a little bit every week. It's far better than anybody expected.
And that was with missing Brandon Coleman, who's out with a concussion.
And right. I think Cornelius Lucas went down
so
in the game.
Yeah, they're down with their third left tackle.
Lucas is apparently wearing a boot in the locker room. Hopefully it's, you know, just cautionary thing, mm-hmm. and he's just wearing it for a few days.
It's never a good sign, though, when guys are walking around in boots.
Don't be surprised if they don't call up somebody from the practice squad or make a free agent signing. You know what's funny? Just as a side note, before we bang out some more of these calls, I was talking to a friend of mine. Benicio, at some point, I got to tell you about my trip up to New York. But, Joe's a huge Dolphins fan. Was just complaining about that their GM should be fired for their quarterback situation for what they had behind Tua.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. Like, guys, like, because I was saying, yeah, maybe they should sign McSorley, you know, a friend of Jason's who's had experience. Not great, but, you know, he's an experienced guy.
Yeah.
Not going to embarrass you.
Step in a pinch if
Isn't
you need
Tannehill
it.
Isn't Tannehill still out there?
Yeah.
There's like two or three big name quarterbacks that have had big success in a league that are still out. Why is that? What he's not signing Tannehill as a backup?
I don't know why Tannehill has. Maybe he just doesn't like whatever scenario is.
Maybe he's turning down all the
that
calls.
That could be. I don't know.
Like, why are you not signing? Jimmy Garoppolo still out there? I know you don't love Garoppolo, but he's not going to embarrass you.
Isn't he on our roster?
Maybe I'm wrong.
So. I think he's a backup with the Rams.
Okay, I
can double check.
Maybe
that.
Joe gave me bad info on Jimmy G.
He might have. Yeah, he might be a little. He might be a
or
step
maybe
behind.
Maybe he's saying
there.
We should have signed him before the other team signed. Him.
Right.
Whatever.
Yes, he's with the Rams.
All right, let's go to. Is it? Darnell? Let's go to Darnell. Darnell, what's up, buddy? Yo, with the Junkies.
Hey, how everybody doing?
How you feeling,
good morning,
man?
Good morning.
Good morning. All
right, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very good this morning.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Me too.
That was an amazing game. Yes. Amazing game. And all praises due to God for Jaden Daniels. And I just want to say, Chicago is 4-3. They're not 5-3. I think I heard JP say it earlier that it was 4-3. I mean, 5-3, they are 4-3.
No, I know they're 4-3. What I'm saying is, to me, had they won the game, they would have been 5-2. Eberflus, to me, doesn't look like a 5-2 head coach.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He needs a little bit more coaching, maybe himself, from the GM over in Chicago. But that was an awesome game.
Awesome game.
Yep, thanks for your call, Bal.
Honestly, it's one of those games I think you're going to remember where you were.
Oh, absolutely. You don't forget that one.
You know what I mean?
You're never going to forget. It's unreal.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I was on the phone with my daughter. And I couldn't believe it happened. I told her not to say anything because she was 2 seconds ahead of me.
I mean, I was fully braced to come in here and do a Misery Monday.
Yeah.
And just lament about a victory you had in your hands. You let just slip away.
Yeah.
I was ready for it.
I was just going
to. I didn't want to do it.
I was ready to rationalize it and just say, you know what? We lost it. You know, tip your cap.
Yeah.
But don't be upset. Don't be upset. The defense is playing great.
I might have been a little upset that a game that you should have won was squandered away.
It's true, but you don't win every one you should.
You don't win every one you should.
I feel like Jaden was the better quarterback.
Well, there's
and
no
the Commanders have.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah. The Commanders have the better coaching staff.
Right.
We already mentioned the stupid handoff play to the offensive lineman, which was a fumble.
You know what? I'm going to give Drab an opportunity here.
But also,
Shane Waldron used to be the offensive coordinator in Seattle, and he was run out of town. And I know that Drab T-shirt would look. Drab, please pile on Shane Waldron for being a buffoon and handing the ball off to a big fat guy. When they shouldn't have.
I mean, one of the absolute dumbest play calls I've ever seen. I know everyone likes to get cute every once in a while, and if it works, you're a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you give the ball when your offense has been struggling all day? Mm-hmm. You can't get inside there.
Right.
You're finally down there. Your quarterback is finally in a groove.
Mm-hmm.
And was that second down?
Yes.
Yeah, I
mean, just so dumb.
Absolute, like, honestly, a fireable offense.
Yeah.
Fireable
like buffoonery it was a gift. At its highest level.
It was I'm so glad that guy is out of Seattle. The Bears, I don't know, they wanted him over Kingsbury. Are you kidding me? That guy is an idiot.
Well, also,
take the bus home.
Also, I wanted to point out, I think this was idiotic.
Moron!
So they get first and goal from the one with 31 seconds left. You've just fumbled on the previous possession with the handoff to the big, fat offensive lineman, which was stupid. You risk it throwing the ball. Caleb throws that fade like super high. You risk it.
That was also not a great fade. That ball was not a great throw.
Right, but why would you do that? It's a terrible call, in my opinion.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah, because he's not good at his job.
Yeah, I mean, it was only that. The Bears, Caleb had three complete passes at one point, late in the third quarter, whatever it was.
Yeah, 36 yards.
They get the ball back at almost midfield, and he does three straight passes with Caleb, and they go three and out again and have to punt the ball back down there. That guy is an idiot.
I will say we made that play, right? Newton, it's fortunate, whatever. We get the ball. I thought there was way too much celebrating on the sideline with 6 minutes to go. Like, I didn't verbalize it, but in my brain, I'm thinking, what are you guys doing? There's 6 minutes to go. We haven't moved the ball in ages. Like, what is going on here? They're definitely going to get the ball. You know, it's going to be very difficult to close this game out.
Plus the field position.
Yes.
Yeah. And they went three plays, 9 yards punt.
Yeah. I was like, what are you guys doing? The guys are hooting and hollering. And I think it's a mature team and whatever. But I think we got a little out of our element there for a few minutes. Premature celebrating. And we all know about premature in here, Cakes.
Sure. Everybody knows it.
Everyone's had a moment.
Coming up next on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careersmios.com. We'll talk to Commanders Insider for ESPN.com, John Keim, here on The Junkies. Don't go anywhere.